Do you experience a poem differently hearing it and reading it? I do. I can say that I have experienced a poem differently reading it versus hearing it. One of my favorite poets I had the pleasure of hearing read, I guess, a number of years now ago, and I wasn't familiar with his work. And the room maybe was warm, maybe I was tired, but I was lulled to sleep. And though it was a very pleasurable experience, I missed a lot of his work. Since then, of course, I've read his work. This is Michael Palmer, and I love it on the page. I think it's quite brilliant. So I do think you can experience a poem differently. This isn't to say that a poem can't do both, that it can't have certain properties that allow it to work on the page and other properties that are working sonically and therefore and rhetorically and therefore work when heard. But I don't think a poem necessarily has to do both. And I don't want to risk, well, I'll risk sounding pedantic, but recently I was so happy to be able to use a colon, right, in a certain way in a poem. And I think it really works. I think it works in terms of meaning. But of course, you don't get that when I read it. And I think it's okay, though, that you don't get it when I read it. But anyway, so I do think there are certain things that happen on the page that don't transfer to a recitation.